Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Maid Karten. Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Atzeres Keshabbos. Shavuos has a din of Shabbos. It doesn't stop the Avelos, and it counts in one of the 7 days. Now, why should it be any different after Churban HaBayis? The answer is, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we considered Shavuos a 7-day Yom Tov, even though there was no Isser Malacha after the first day. But you still had your chance to be Makar of the Karban Chagiga. So there was more of a Kiddush of Yom Tov there. Nowadays, there's no Karban, so for all practical purposes, Shavuos is a 1-day Yom Tov. And Memela has the same din as Shabbos. It doesn't stop the Avelos. And if someone didn't start sitting Shiva before Shavuos, like Shabbos, Shavuos counts for the first day. Now, what would Rabbi Eliezer hold in regard to someone who Nebuch went into Avelos before the Shoshana or Yom Kippur? Well, for sure should have a din like Shabbos. Because that was never a 7-day Yom Tov. Not even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Rambam Gomliel says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'regal. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a din of Yom Tov. Only by Shabbos do we say it doesn't stop the Avelos. Only by Shabbos do we say it counts on one of the 7 days. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a din like Yom Tov. And for sure Shavuos, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash was a 7-day Yom Tov. In regard to the Karban Chagiga, for sure it should have a din like Yom Tov. That's mafsik the Avelos. The Chachamim say, like it rezev, like it rezev. We don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rambam Gamliel. Ella rather we say as follows: Atzeres Shavuos k'regalim as a din of Yom Tov. It stops the Avelos. If he started sitting Shiva before Shavuos, it stops the Avelos. If he did not start sitting Shiva before Shavuos, it does not count as one of the days. However, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos is a din of Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur does not stop the Avelos, and it does count for one of the days. Let's try to explain this machlokes here a little. What is the reason that Shabbos, according to everybody, does not stop the Avelos if someone started to sit Shiva before Shabbos? And what's the reason that if someone didn't start sitting Shiva before Shabbos, Shabbos does count as one of the days? Remember we said two reasons? Some hold that Be'emes, Yom Tov should be like Shabbos. It should count and it shouldn't stop the days. But what do we say? We have a problem with Yom Tov, being that Yom Tov is 7 days long. If it counted for the 7 days, you'd never have a real Avelos. So it's like a special takana that they made. You know what? Yom Tov stops the Avelos. Yom Tov doesn't count for the 7 days. That's the reason that Yom Tov is different. The problem with Yom Tov is that it's 7 days long. So I can't let it count as the days of Avelos. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds the way. That's why he says in the times of the Beis HaMikdash that Shavuos was, in certain ways, a 7-day Yom Tov. So I have the same problem. If Shavuos will count for Avelos, you won't have an Avelos. It'll only be what's during Shavuos. But after the Churban, that Shavuos, for all practical purposes, is only 1 day. So fine, let it be like Shabbos. Let it count as one of the days of Avelos. It's not Mafsik the Avelos, and it counts as one of the days of Avelos. And of course, the same is true for the Shoshana Yom Kippur. There was always 1 day. Rabbi Gamliel, he says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has a din of Yom Tov, and for sure Shavuos. Rabbi Gamliel holds like the second explanation that we said in the previous Mishnah. If you remember that second explanation, we said that B'emes, Shabbos, really should also stop the Avelos. It's Shabbos, and it shouldn't count for the days of Avelos. The problem is, being that there's Shabbos every week, you'll never have Shiva. And if Shabbos doesn't count as one of the days, you'll never have straight 7 days of Shiva. That's why Shabbos has to count as one of the days. But Shavuos is not every week. Rosh Hashanah is not every week. Yom Kippur is not every week. It's not going to be that if these days stop the Avelos, you'll never have Shiva. And Memela, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and for sure Shavuos, according to Rambam Gamliel, all have a din, like Pesach and Sukkot. It stops the Avelos, and it does not count for the 7 days. What do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim really hold like Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim hold Be'emes, Yom Tovim should be like Shabbos. They should count and they shouldn't be mafsik. Why do we say Yom Tovim are mafsik? Because if the Yom Tov is 7 days long, comes out, you'll never have an Avelos that we could see. Therefore, the Shoshana Yom Kippur, which is not 7 days long, that should be like Shabbos. Where they hold different than Rabbi Eliezer is they say, look, we're not going to be mechalik in regard to Shavuos between before the Churban or after the Churban. If during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos was considered a 7-day Yom Tov, and therefore we can't have all 7 days counting because then you won't have an Avelos, Shavuos stays the same, even after the Churban. It's only temporary. Soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built anyway. And we won't have any Avelos.